Hi, the name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership. In this podcast series, I share with you the formula for creating a meaningful life by using my life stories and experiences that have shaped me. Some good, some bad. I talk you through some of the practical ways to find purpose and fulfillment. It is a weekly series, so do subscribe so as not to miss out on anything. My hope is you too can start creating a meaningful life for yourself. Life, purpose, leadership. You shouldn't do something just because other people want you to. I had to join the army because conscription was compulsory for white males in apartheid South Africa. I believed I had no choice. I did. In high school, we had to register. Even at the age of 16, or it might have been 15, you had to register. But at the time, I didn't think anything of it. I was so naive and blinded by what was going on in South Africa. I was sheltered. I just thought this was what people did. We lived in such a police state that even went as far as teaching us a subject at school called MP, which was moral preparedness. It was subtle at times, underhanded and manipulative. The boys had to go to the field and march, and the girls had to go and do needlework. Moral preparedness. Prepare you for this policed state. Fulfill your role that you ought to fulfill. A woman's place is supposed to be at the home in the kitchen, and a man's place was out earning money or killing people. Defending freedom, the freedom of the oppressor, for which I was seen as one with my white privilege. I know, scary. Growing up in this environment where my parents weren't activists, I fell into line. I believed I had no choice. I lived as the state intended me to. We have, and you have nothing, not even your dignity. I was determined to make conscious choices that served me. I wanted out of the army, out of the system, and out of the country. I've noticed over the course of a day, I make numerous choices in life, in everyday life. At the conscious level, I make hundreds, if not thousands, of choices every day. At an unconscious level, I make an incalculable number of choices daily. Breathing is a significant one. When I choose to focus my energy to make as many of my decisions consciously, I've noticed I maximize my ability to pursue what I love with purpose and a sense of curiosity. I possess a yes and attitude. I create positive change. For example, on mornings when I wake up and choose to have a good day, I've prepared. I meditate the night before. In the morning, I apply some self-healing Reiki. I eat healthy. And I set about not diving in to review my tasks for the day. Well, not immediately, anyway. I do something, even if it was just for 5 minutes, that I love. This morning, William and I played top trumps. All these conscious choices over time become an unconscious consciousness, and they have changed my internal environment. I liken these conscious choices to the third number one rule of improvisation. In improv, yes and means accepting ideas, thoughts, and choices and building on them. The power of yes and has had a profound effect on my approach to life. I open up to the possibilities. By the by, the first number one rule of improv is make everyone look good. The second number one rule is to be spontaneous. So accepting offers, making conscious choices with a yes and attitude fuels right choices and is the foundation of really good relationships. Think about it. What is flirting but a way of saying, yes, I want you. I like what I see. Let's face it. When we want to get a bit jiggy with it, we adopt a yes and strategy. It's all about seeing the opportunities and making the right choices. And in life, it's all about negotiation, isn't it? It's all about finding the solution that meets both parties' needs, your partner and your needs, your work colleague and his or her needs, that each side is willing to accept. Think about it in a work context. The sales process consists of getting the customer to say yes to whatever it is you are selling. My choices are statements about my priorities, my why. They really are my values. Making conscious choices has opened and closed doors for me, all the while driven by mindfully living my purpose. It's the driving force behind the conscious choices I make, asserting an active unconscious consciousness, and thus taking control of my own destiny. You shouldn't do something just because other people want you to. So I registered for the army at 15 or 16. And then I deferred it while I was at school. I continued to defer while I was at university. But when I finished, I couldn't defer it anymore. So I went to the army and I hated it. I wanted out. I tried everything I could to get out of it. When it comes to making some significant conscious life choices, being on the right side of the law in a police state presents its perils too. Certainly my hardship was not at the same level of the majority of citizens in South Africa. I didn't want to be part of any of it. If I can't get out of this legally, I'll do it my way. It's funny. People used to say, oh, it'll make a man out of you. Yeah, sure. I was originally called up to a place called Uppington in the Northern Cape, which was basically in the arse end of nowhere. I was called up to join the infantry, but I knew I would likely end up being bullied, me being a raving queen, and clearly not straight. So I took it upon myself to find the easiest route. Much like the rest of my life, I've tried to find the easiest route. But this time I had a purpose. It was my way of objecting, making a stand. I possessed such resolve and determination. When my purpose has been clear to me, and I have lived it, everything doesn't just fall into place, but it gives me meaning and direction. I want to do. I am being. Our choices determine our destiny. We constantly make choices in life. We all do. Unfortunately, I, like most people, have made some significant decisions on autopilot. Instead of consciously evaluating the direction and the results I have wanted to achieve, I have jumped head first, taking action without any consideration of the possible implications. In contrast, those of us who are consciously guiding our decision making do so by establishing clear objectives, clear goals, plans for how to move forward. I know the first step in everything I undertake is to consciously choose what I want. Do you do this for yourself? When I seek to make a difference, it is an intentional choice. I'm living my purpose. I structure my priorities to create change. That change leads to identifying areas that can be eliminated. I know then I have the impact my heart desires. And this comes from the choice of deciding what is important to me. Conscious choice is nothing without curiosity. Children are born with an innate curiosity about the world, themselves, and their environment. William, my 8-year-old son, has spent most of this morning before school making coffee for the adults in the house, obviously in between playing top trumps with me. He was curious about how the coffee machine worked, the machine that Daddy uses every morning which makes Daddy perk up. Think about it. A baby takes joy in gazing at their foot as it moves, or a toddler who waddles across the room checking back to see if the adult in its life is still there to protect him or her. Do you encourage that curiosity in you? Have you ever encouraged that curiosity in yourself? Or do you just ignore it, squelch it, or worry about it? I've spent my life consumed by self-comparison, a yes-but mindset, as opposed to a yes-and mindset. An agreeable but closed-down approach to life, to living. The ability to be curious, open, and accepting drives useful choices, useful conscious choices. It drives open the heart into a freedom no prison can contain. I knew I had to go to the army. I couldn't become a conscientious objector. I'd be picked up by the military police and taken to one of those camps. If you flouted the law, that's where you ended up. There was one of those camps near Boxburg North where I lived. When we'd travel to school on the bus, we'd pass that camp on the way. It was like a prison camp. I recall one afternoon on the way home, it was stifling hot. Driving past the camp, we saw these men outside, but all within barbed wire fencing, digging in the dirt. One of the older boys from one of the Afrikaans schools on the bus shouted out in Afrikaans, "Look there! That's where you go when you don't do your duty." Then he laughed and pointed and banged on the bus window at the men. And reluctantly, I had to do my duty. It's quite suffocating, even now, thinking about it. I was about to go into a system that had perpetuated so many crimes against people. I was about to get ready to support this police state to fulfill its purpose. And I thought, no, I don't want that. That's not me. And maybe that was my little rebellion, me trying to get out of it. After all, I did everything I could to get out of it. I've spent a great deal of my life judging myself, criticizing every thought, evaluating every deed and feeling. And whilst developing the practice of mindfulness, I've been able to let go of the thoughts that do not serve me. Mindfulness has been a welcome and a curse, for I know that I am so much more than my conscious thoughts that do not serve me. And I know that mindfulness is a lifetime's practice. And this doesn't sit well with someone with a hurry-up driver as well as a be-perfect driver. My lesson from the army is that you shouldn't do something just because other people want you to. I suppose I lived that by trying to get out of it, which was my way of rebelling against the system. My tiny stand against apartheid. But it was also me taking a yes and approach to my situation. How can I best survive this? How can I best thrive? Or how can I best thrive in this situation? And I'm not suggesting a yes and approach solves all the ills of life. It simply opens your mind up to the pool of choices available to you. It's funny. It wasn't until recently that I let go of the shame and guilt of being white South African. I made a conscious choice to let go. I was sitting at a dinner with a group of CEOs and business owners, and the chat was a normal dinner table chit-chat. There was wine, of course. And we got onto politics, and South African politics came up. I'm not entirely sure what possessed me, but I said, I feel such guilt and shame for the atrocities in South Africa. But more so about not having done anything. And my parents? Why didn't they do anything? I continued to talk, and we continued to debate politics. Now, I wasn't hoping dinner would be my Truth and Reconciliation Commission. I was just sharing my story at the time. Then the most profound, simple response came my way. So simple, so obvious, I'd never even given it the light of day. Dion, you need to forgive your parents. There was silence. I had a choice. My heart was pounding in my chest. Everything seemed crystal clear and noiseless. I could hear someone chewing on the other side of the restaurant about 50 feet away. And then came the line, Dion, you should forgive yourself too. And that was it. I had chosen shame and guilt again, and that struck me hard. I chose an alternative that evening. So here's the practice of yes and. Try out having a yes and attitude for a day. If that's too long, for an hour. Notice your ability to make conscious choices that serve you. Perhaps at work, in a meeting, agree that everyone present start each sentence with yes and. Notice the positive contribution and creativity, but more importantly, people will feel they are making conscious choices that serve them and others. Alternatively, play with a yes but attitude and see what happens. So perhaps in a meeting, in an idea session, get everyone to start their sentence with yes but, and see how far you get. You shouldn't do something just because other people want you to. Thank you. So that's it. The name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner.
In my next My Game episode, we're going to explore vulnerability. It's a word used a lot nowadays. I'm going to debunk some of the myths and get to the real truth about what vulnerability means and how it helps breed confidence.
The name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.